Good morning, LifePoint DriveCast listeners. Thanks so much for joining. Happy New Year. Welcome 2021. In many ways, we can say thank you, Father, that it is no longer 2020, but hopefully we can continue to experience His goodness and faithfulness in a new year. Well, my name is Paul Pretty, and typically I spend my time at the Delaware campus where I serve as our student college young adult pastor. And this past Sunday, I got to be with our Lewis Center campus, which was an absolute privilege. And we looked at the life and the story of John the Baptist. And we see John's story in all four of the Gospels. And we were in the Gospel of Matthew and the Gospel of John. And we just saw how differently John viewed success. Now, we get to this point in the Gospels where leading up to this point, John and his disciples had really been the center of attention. Thousands of people had been coming to them to be baptized, to repent of their sin. And when Jesus then comes onto the scene, those same thousands that were coming to John and his disciples then go to Jesus and his disciples. And there's this moment where John's disciples look at John and they're like, hey, why is everybody going to the one that we were pointing them to in a way, right? There's almost this jealousy that stirs up in them. And they say, why is everybody going out to Jesus? And John looks at them and he's like, look, guys, that's the point. Right? We were supposed to point people to Jesus. We clearly did our jobs because now everyone's going to him. And in John chapter 3, verse 30, what John the Baptist says is, he must become greater, I must become less. And other translations say, he must increase, I must decrease. And so in this, we get this very different view of success, right? For John's disciples, they were thinking success meant everybody coming to them, that success meant glory for themselves. And John says, no, no, no. Success is not glory for us. Success is us glorifying Christ with our lives. And I think that's such an important lesson for you and for me. What we see in John's story is that by the age of 32 or 33, he's no longer living. He's actually beheaded. And we looked at another story of a more contemporary person, though still over 100 years ago, and a guy named William Borden. He leveraged his life for the sake of the gospel. He gave up family fortune so that he could be a missionary in China and ended up dying at the age of 25. And the point wasn't that we have to die young in these epic fashions. Really, the point is for whatever or for however long God allows us to live, basically, as long as God has put air and breath in our lungs, what that means is we need to leverage our life for His glory and not our own. And we really centered around this question that what are we doing with the years the Lord has given us? Whether we live for 25 years, 30 years, or 100 years, how are we using those years for God's glory and not our own glory? All right. And we got to this point of to really magnify Jesus with our lives, we need to desire Jesus. And we got to this idea of spiritual intimacy, which is something we say a lot at LifePoint. That you and I, as believers in Christ, we need to understand what Jesus has done for us. And in understanding that we are sinners, undeniably flawed, yet we are saved, unbelievably loved through the cross and through Jesus, what that should do is stir in us a desire to know our Savior. Right? We should desire to read our Bibles. We should desire to plead with the Lord, to pray to Him, to bring up our loved ones who don't yet know and love Jesus and ask that God would save them in only a way that He can. Understanding what Jesus has done for us and having a different view of success. That success is not building up my own life for my own glory. Success is using and leveraging the life that God has given me for His. I was created for glory. Yes, you were created for glory. Yes, but not your own, right? You were created for Jesus's glory. So how can we, in this New Year's resolution season, as we make goals and plans, as we should, how can we point those goals and have the motive of those goals be to ultimately point people to Jesus? That's something I want to challenge all of us, including myself, to think about, to pray about. How is Jesus magnified in my life in 2021? I just want to say thank you again for joining the LifePoint DriveCast. I hope you'll join again tomorrow morning. I'm going to go ahead and pray for us, and then I'm going to leave you time to pray as well. Father, thank you that you are good and faithful. Father, that you give us a different version and view of success. Success is not how much wealth we can gain. Success is not how much prestige we can get ourselves. Success is not how other people view us in terms of how we look or what success the world might tell us we have. Success, according to you, is how much we magnify and glorify Christ. And so, Father, help us do that. As long as you've placed air in our lungs, help us understand that, yes, we were created for glory, but we were created for your glory. And in order to do that, Father, we need to desire you more than anything else. So stir in us a deep desire in 2021 to know you, to read your word. And as we do that, Father, would you open the eyes of our hearts to see and understand? Not just understand, but then apply and be transformed so that we can serve in the very manner in which we were intended to serve, as really vessels of glory for you, not for us. So help us in 2021 set our hearts and set our minds and set our goals on you, your kingdom, and your glory above and beyond all. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you've done for us. And Jesus, it's in your name that I pray. Amen.